Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my God, another bonus zero doinks. Well, it is a big racing weekend, and you know what that means. We have some experts, maybe only one. Where's Rick? Is he dead again? Hard to say. Gonna tell you all about some big vroom vroom action going on this upcoming holiday weekend. Enjoy zero doinks.
Hello, Becky.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero doinks. Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, warning! Vroom vroom! Auto sports.
Dip shits, dip sticks.
Max Verstappen.
Dip shits and dip sticks.
Lewis Hamilton.
Dip shits and dip sticks.
Ferrari.
With Rick Fieldsman and Grease Tank.
Red Bull, Red Bull.
Dip shits and dip sticks. Sir Dykes.
Auto sports.
Welcome back to Dip Shits and Dip Sticks featuring Grease Tank. Bringing you up to speed on all things that go vroom. It's Memorial Day this weekend, and it's not only my favorite holiday, but one of my favorite racing weekends as well. There is so much racing happening this weekend. I am neck deep in grease. You've got three races, back to back to back. Let's get into it. Starting in Formula One, F1 takes to the streets of Monaco, a tight, technical course right on the water, and unlike Miami, real yachts sitting in real water. And if you don't already feel poor, watch this race and you'll feel poor. Heading into the race, Max Verstappen takes a slight lead in the championship standings after Charles Leclerc ended his race in Barcelona early with an engine failure. Looks like Leclerc didn't check his dipstick. Tune in Sunday morning to watch my boy Kevin Magnussen and the rest of the field. When you're done with the rich people in Monaco in the F1 race, switch over to the Indy race because the Indy 500 is here. And last week in qualifying, Scott Dixon had the second fastest qualifying speed in Indy 500 history, clocking in at over 234 miles an hour. Tune in Sunday afternoon, watch 33 cars scream around the legendary track at over 230 miles an hour. I've got a couple fun facts about the Indy 500 as well. The original track was paved with bricks over 100 years ago, and as we all know, driving on bricks isn't the smoothest ride. So they eventually paved it everywhere except for the start-finish line, thus giving it the name the Brickyard. The tradition for the Indy 500 winner, the winner drinks a bottle of milk in victory lane. This tradition is taken very serious by the Indy natives. It must be dairy, and it must come from a local farm near Indianapolis. If it were me, I'd go whole milk. Dan seems like a strawberry milk guy. Bill gives off skim milk vibes, and Rick is definitely a chocolate milk guy. And finally, and this is a very cool fact, the little guy on top of the BorgWarner trophy waving the checkered flag, you'd think like he'd be wearing like a helmet and a tracksuit or some sort of outfit. Wrong. The guy's completely naked, cocking balls out and everything. when the Indy 500 is over and all that milk has been drank, switch over to NASCAR for the Coca-Cola 600. The stock cars head to Charlotte for the longest race of the season. 600 grueling miles to the finish line. We're going to see a lot of rubbing and a lot of racing. This race will also have another awesome set of paint schemes for the cars from Memorial Day weekend. So many stars and stripes. I'm going to be all hot and bothered like Brad Biggs at a hot dog buffet. Brad, please don't block me. A little fun fact about the Coca-Cola 600. My favorite driver of all time, Jeff Gordon, won his first ever NASCAR race in the 1994 Coca-Cola 600. Just when you think there's been enough racing this weekend, there is one more big race that you guys need to watch. If you aren't full of gas by now, head over across the pond to the famous Nürburgring track in Germany, where teams race for 24 straight hours. This track is famous for being almost 13 miles long, and in comparison, the Indy Speedway is only 2.5 miles long. Racing on this track is an absolute test of grit and grease, if you ask me. And that's all I got this weekend for dipsticks and dipshits. Remember, always check your dipsticks. And as always, grit meets grease.
Dip shits, dip sticks. Dip shits and dip sticks. It's dip shits and dip sticks with Rick Fieldsman and Grease Tank. Dip shits and dip sticks. Sir Doinks.
Vroom vroom.
Auto Sports.
Embracing a wife that will be willing every Thursday night to cook you lasagna.
Well, this fishing session.
No way. Look,
oh my
look
God. Who's
Hi guys, why is love so loud?
Hello, Becky.
How you doing?
Becky, we are so happy right now. You have no idea.
Why?
Because you are a legend, like you are. We want you on our team after yesterday's chat.
Becky from the joy, are you?
Eating lasagna for 13 straight weeks.
When you take a look at Grease Tank's picture, like what comes to mind? Like that profile of his.
Okay. It's obvious. It's cute. Mm-hmm.
I second that.
Yeah, thirds.
I don't know what to say anyway.
Becky, you are very kind. I appreciate the compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
When your eyes go over Rick's profile picture, what comes to mind?
He's a dummy.
Absolutely perfect. It's so true.